Okay, good evening. Just wanted to, well, certainly you look at a team like Minnesota Duluth and you think, well, why do you play them? But they played well. I've watched some of the tape against Wisconsin Green Bay, and I thought our guys really did a good job of attacking defensively early in the game, setting the tone, playing with intensity. And I think that, you know, even though we weren't making shots early in the game, we really kept attacking defensively and offensively. A tremendous night as far as deflections are concerned. Damian got us started with with his 7 steals and about 12 or 15 deflections. So, and that's always important that you start your defense starts your offense. I like that we did some good things at the end there. They made some threes, but Coach Holmquist and Duluth will be a pretty good team. We were just on top of our game tonight. Okay.
Questions?
I mean, you pretty much knew what you had with this team as far as defense coming back here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was really impressed with that. Both Colton and Ralph, they really did a good job. You can tell that they've improved their agility and their mobility going out on the perimeter and hedging and communicating and talking, and offensively around the boards, around the glass, developing some offensive skills around the basket. So we put them both in there together tonight at one point in time, which is something we hadn't had the luxury to do all in practice, but they look pretty good.
Rodney Williams,
talk
about this game.
Yeah, Rodney he's just a talented athlete, and to come in as a freshman in the first game and play the way he did with such poise, and these guys are fairly mature. By that I mean mature in that they played a lot of games before they get here, and they've been able to measure themselves against the best. But I was, again, I like how he played with some poise. He really didn't force anything, and a spectacular dunk. He's a real crowd pleaser.
David, can you talk about you had the game going pretty high tempo, and that's part of Rodney's game, part of your game, and it seems like it's a strength for this team.
I think we set the tempo real early. I mean, Al was pushing the ball over. Westbrook got some wide open layups on the fast breaks. We got some steals early, so I think that helped establish our offense early, and I think it worked out well for us.
Damian, can you talk a little bit about the importance of just getting the game under your belt?
This game, a lot of new guys were kind of nervous and stuff, Justin and Rodney, and I think this game helped them understand that the speed of the college level is different from high school. I think it kind of helped other guys get adjusted to the way that each other would play in the game situation. So I think this was big. We worked out different lineups. So I think that really helped us out a lot.
The dunks were more impressive, you think?
The dunk Rodney had was probably Sports Center number one for the whole year. It was incredible. You jumped over prison for our team, prison for the other team. And I didn't know what to do. I just started yelling for him because it was a crazy dunk. You got to love the way he gets up there.
What do you learn in games like this? What do you take away in games like this against a Division
II
opponent?
Well, you got to play someone. And you're gonna, you need a game on your belt. You just don't want to, you got to, it's like a crescendo. You want to build your momentum as you go along. And certainly, you want to measure, we'll evaluate this and see whether we were that good defensively, or were they not very good? You see what I mean? So we have to balance that as far as, because I thought sometimes we switched and we did a good job of not making a mistake when we did. I know we did a lot of that, and sometimes against quality teams, other teams they'll find that mismatch and you'll get burned sometimes. So we've got to be conscious of that. So those are things that we'll look at. But this, we're playing an in-state school that And I talked to Gary way back when I first got the job. One of the things we wanted to do is play many of the teams in the areas we could, and so we've done that.
Lawrence, can you talk about just the tempo of the game? I know you guys missed some shots early, but defense is what always kind of sets the offense pace.
Yeah, Coach Smith just emphasized the defense, and that usually leads to our offense. And like myself, I kind of had to get into rhythm at first. I missed a couple easy shots, but our defense led to a couple of easy transition buckets I got, and I think that helped everybody.
When you look at the makeup of this team, you know, last year was a lot of guys mixed and matching. This year, 9 returning guys. You know, I guess Roddy was kind of the only newcomer that had the biggest impact on the game. But can you talk about just that core?
The core of guys that came back.
Returning, yeah.
I think we played well tonight, the guys that came back. We're used to playing with each other. We're used to Coach Smith's system. So I guess we played well. You know, we knew what to expect.
Tell me, after everything that transpired earlier this week, does it feel good to just get a basketball game under your belt and just be able to focus on basketball tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, that's what it's about. You know, I just want to say that not necessarily. You know, everybody's disappointed because they hurt the team when you guys are not here, and well, they've been suspended for some reason or something, some conduct. And it's just a not reflection on these guys, but certainly they haven't held up their end of the bargain. So yeah, it is good to come out and know that hey, we make mistakes, but guess what? You're gonna these guys love playing a bad game of basketball, and we love those guys that didn't play as well. It's just unfortunate that they're going to have to pay their pennies.
Toby, after practice, tonight's game, do you see a lot of like, experience kind of starting to come through in these guys after having especially the whole season?
Oh, yeah. No question about it. I was just impressed with their communication. You know, guys were switching. There wasn't many breakdowns defensively. Guys were rotating to cover up, and if a guy was off balance or out of position, someone was there to help out. That's about experience and understanding the system, and also the chemistry of playing as a unit, one unit. And I saw that tonight. So that's the maturity of a team is based on just that, you know, that characteristic. Are they? You know, I saw a lot of guys tapping balls ahead to guys, not making any selfish plays, you know, making the extra pass. And that's a sign of a veteran and mature team.
With those guys out, however long they are, can you get by with enough depth? Do you feel like you have enough depth?
Oh, yeah. Right now? Oh, yeah. We're pretty good. I know we'll be challenged by, you know, obviously competition. We'll continue to get better. But yeah, we'll be fine.
Full court press. Obviously, you know, we talked about the athleticism and some of the longer defenders you have. How much do you think that helped tonight, you know, to have some of those extra guys? I tried to run some of those press.
Well, we have improved that athleticism just by, when you look at a Justin or and Rodney, and even the guys that didn't play, I think everybody else has improved. That was a big key. You know, guys like Colton and Ralph and DeVoe have gotten stronger. You know, Damian's gotten stronger. Lawrence has, you know, changed his body shape. they've done the things they've had to do to improve, and that's so they've gotten quicker. So it does help out defense, especially our press, with the length of guys. I mean, even from Blake to right on through to everybody that plays. I think we've got good athletic players that can play the style that we want to play.
Coach, for the younger players, I mean, obviously they want to look and feel like they belong right away. And for a lot of those guys, they had at least a spurt where each of them was really good. Does this do a lot for their confidence?
I hope so. I think it does. And that's why you play these exhibition games. So, you know, again, give guys a chance to show what they know and evaluate and see what they've learned, and then see how much more they have to improve on. Damien talked about the speed of the game. I thought tonight, as far as once we settled into playing solid half-court defense, we were just phenomenal, I thought, in contesting shots and challenging passes and trapping when we were supposed to trap. And those are things that we're looking for that we've taught on a regular basis, and now it's time to use it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.